26 Real Estate, 5 Post Northeast. And the age Stroscher, is that you?
Madam Chair.
Okay. Good morning. Introduce yourself and I'll swear you in.
Okay. Jim Stroscher, Principal with Consensus Planning.
Mr. Stroscher, do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Will you be introducing the case?
I will. I will. And we do have a number of members of the project team that are on the call as well. And I don't know that they will necessarily be speaking, but I will go ahead and introduce them. We have Emily Black, Brandon Smith, Chris Phipps, Michael Duke, Michael Summer, as well as Michael Voss as part of the Consensus Planning team. I don't think that anyone else from Consensus Planning is on the call. I guess I'll introduce the project and we'll go through. We did receive the board comments. Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck, for sending those. And we have reviewed those. This is an interesting project. It's an existing hotel with 206 rooms that is planned to be converted. So a change of use from hotel to multifamily. So it will be 206 studio apartments, basically a one-for-one conversion from hotel room to apartment. And then there is a 6,900 square foot restaurant that will be maintained as part of this this site plan. I wanna be, some of the questions in the comments, just to be clear, basically this is improvements to the facade and tenant improvements, basically, if you will, to convert the existing hotel rooms to multifamily studio apartments. There's no change other than striping, and we have taken every opportunity that we could find to add landscaping and trees where appropriate within the site. But the buildings themselves and pretty much the paved area, sidewalks, asphalt is remaining the same. We have added some trees in the courtyard area as well for that. And I believe that we have provided the elevations to the various buildings as part of our site plan submittal. And once again, we have reviewed the comments and appreciate the board's time in interviewing this application. And we'd be happy to answer questions and or provide additional comments as we move forward. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Stroscher. Very interesting project. Is there anyone else on the applicant team that wishes to speak? Okay, is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 2 at 25 Hotel Circle? Please raise your hand or speak up now. All right, seeing none, let's go to board comments, starting with Water Authority.
Hello, Jim. This is Chris Padena with the Water Authority. So currently there's a single account for the property. It's commercial. And given that the use is changing from a hotel, which is understood to be commercial, to multifamily residential, working with our customer service folks, they've indicated that an account shall be adjusted to reflect multifamily for the portion that will become multifamily. Additionally, a separate account will be required for the restaurant. Each customer class needs to have its own water, it needs to have its own account and water meter. Okay. So that'll be something that you'll need to work with customer service. By tapping permits. So we get that, if that's something you want to do before, so we can wait for you to do that, or we can require an infrastructure. Close the sound and both houses required prior to.
Mr. Kadena, your voice cut off at the end. If you could maybe repeat your last two sentences.
Okay, I'll start off. So a new water and sanitary sewer service shall be installed for the restaurant, and those can be accomplished by tapping permit. And the new service connections, as well as the establishment of the new account, is required prior to approval. So I'm assuming that the existing 3-inch water meter that's currently serving the hotel and the entire site will remain for the residential. I don't know if there's a need to downsize or whatnot, but I just wanted to see if there was any information you can provide on that.
Additional information regarding that at this point, Mr. Cadena would be happy to research that and coordinate with your customer service department.
Okay, okay. That was Mr. Strozier speaking.
Sorry.
Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. And one last comment, you can just please provide the utility plan, and that utility plan will then show the existing on-site public and water and sewer services, sewer lines that are on the property, as well as how the multifamily will be served separate from the restaurant. That'd be very helpful. Thank you.
Okay. Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. I would just like to know the width of the sidewalk, the new sidewalks that are added, number 5 on the plan, and also just to ensure that there'll be a 4-foot clear pathway on all sidewalks in the development area.
Yes, we can provide that information. No problem. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Strozier, I know your voice, but I need you to tell our recording when you speak, okay?
Okay, thank you. Jim Strozier, and Mr. Garcia, we will provide that information.
Perfect, thank you. Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. We have no comments, thank you.
Hydrology.
Renee Brissette, Hydrology. We have an approved grading plan for this site, so we have no comment.
Oh, you have an approved one. Okay, thank you. Transportation.
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. We had identified the need for a traffic study within this submittal. So any infrastructure recommendations from the approved study shall be incorporated onto an infrastructure list. Define what will be done with the existing gate at the southern entrance. Sufficient emergency access shall be provided, receive fire marshal approval for the proposed layout. I realize this is mostly an existing site layout. I just think I wanted some more clarifications on some of the existing dimensioning. So if you could label all driving aisle widths, I know you've labeled most of them, I believe. Existing sidewalk widths, also due to the landscaping, label clear site triangles on both the site plan and the landscaping plan, including the standard note defines the limits of the landscaping height, call out curb and curb radii. I think I mentioned show all existing sidewalk widths, as Carl had also mentioned that as well. Provide handicap space parking calculations, show existing sidewalk width along Hotel Circle, the minimum sidewalk width required is 5 feet, revise the drive entrances to be ADA compliant, and for any new curb ramp and sidewalk, as minor as it may be, provide some details and show the maximum 2% cross slope on the sidewalk. Provide the latest language for the handicap sign, and show no parking at the back of the aisle. Those conclude my comments.
This is Jim Strozier. Thank you, Gene, for those comments. And we will. Most of those appear to be adding additional notations to the site plan and dimensioning, and we will address those. I believe that I did not have any questions with regard to your comments. So thank you very much.
Thank you. This is Jean.
Planning comments.
This is Maggie Gould. I also saw that Shahab had his hand raised. So I don't know if you want to address.
Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and go to Mr. Biazar.
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Biazar. I just had a quick question for Mr. Strozier. And there are some series of parkings along the southern edge. So is that a dead end at the northwest corner of the site? Or is there access around the building at the northwest end?
At the point? Yeah. Okay.
At the northwest.
Madam Chair, this is Michael Voss with Consensus Planning. I can probably answer that question.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay, Mr. Voss, let me swear you in. I don't think I did for this case. Mr. Voss, do you swear from to tell the truth?
This is Michael Voss. I do.
Okay.
Thanks. And to answer Shahab's question, no, that is not a dead end. There is asphalt paving and a drive aisle that wraps around the northwesterly end of that building. I've visited the site and have driven that myself.
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Izar. So that entire, typically if you have a stretch of more than 150 feet that is a dead end, we need some sort of turnaround. So I think that area could possibly be used as a turnaround, but we need to see that's achievable for fire trucks or emergency vehicles.
And thank you, Mr. Biazar. We'll confirm that the emergency, I think there were several comments about emergency access, and we will confirm that with the fire department.
Thank you.
Okay, planning comments.
This is Maggie Gould. So we're asking that the sizes for existing trees be verified for the tree credit. Confirm that all units are one bedroom. This is what you're showing on your open space calculations, but we just wanted to confirm that. Dimensions for the pedestrian walkways. And I discussed this one with code enforcement. So the walkways have to meet the requirements of 53D3B. And there's a table 531 that has the widths, or you can request a waiver DRB to the requested widths of those walkways. And then the landscape applicability criteria, it looks to me like your landscape plan only has trees. And so if this project meets that criteria, you're not adding any square footage, but there's a section about renovations, then additional ground level plants are going to be required. And then the applicant isn't adding any square footage, so there's no new development. So the design criteria we were talking about in section 511 are not applicable. The parking reduction calculations seem to be correct, and we may have additional comments on any resubmittals.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Gould. This is Jim Strozier with Consensus Planning again. Just one quick question. We did go out and measure the existing tree caliper. Would that just be an exhibit that we would provide to go in the file, or do we need to indicate that somehow within the plan set itself?
This is Maggie Gould. I'm fine with that being an exhibit. If somebody else wants it to be different, please speak up. But I think it's great that you guys are taking the tree credit, and you do have that nice little chart there. But I think and I don't know if it's possible. Like, I don't know if it's possible to call out the species on the existing trees. That would be nice, but if that's not possible, because I know sometimes you can't tell, and also it's winter.
I will check to, this is Jim Strozier again. I will check to see if we have that information. And so what we will plan to do, and we can get you a preliminary draft of that exhibit to review. We will provide an exhibit that shows the tree calipers for the existing trees and the species if we have that information.
This is Maggie Gould. That sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Strozier. It looks like we need to defer this case. Do you have a timeline in mind? It looks like You know, and just make sure you check the NMDOT comment on your comment sheet.
Oh, yes. And Madam Chair, this is Jim Strozier with Consensus Planning. We did see the requirements, the comments from NMDOT, and we're not proposing to change any access to the site and won't be as fun as it sounds. Direct text. Yeah, it
be a little crazy.
That might be, you know, really convenient though. But so we did see those comments as well as PNM's comments, and we will take those into consideration. I'm gonna look at the calendar. I think we're going to need the main thing that is being worked on that is requiring additional time, I think at this point, is the traffic study. And so I think we're going to need at least 3 weeks to have that completed, which would put us at the February 3rd meeting. And I don't know if anyone on the project team has additional comments related to that. I would think that we would be looking at either the 3rd or the of February or the 10th. And I think we could. And if we know the status of the traffic study, if we defer it to February 3rd, we could always let you know ahead of time and ask for additional time as necessary.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Strozier. Is there anyone on the applicant team that wants to comment on the deferral time? Okay. Is there a motion to defer item number 2 to February 3rd?
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I move to defer item number 2 to the February 3rd DRB meeting.
Okay, thank you.
No, Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, a second.
Okay, please vote.
Chris Cadena, Water for Debt Group.
Mr. Garcia, we're voting.
Oh, Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. I apologize, I was on mute. I approve.
Oh, Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
May Brissett, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There is a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 2, PR 2020-4820, SI 2020-1468, site plan to the February 3rd meeting of the DRB. And I have one extra credit question, Mr. Strozier.
Okay.
And this has nothing to do with your approval, but just some other work I'm doing for the city. I'm curious if this project is totally private, if there's any subsidy going into the conversion, or is this something that's totally being handled privately with private dollars?
I believe that this is 100% privately funded.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's your extra credit question for the day.
And all right, Madam Chair, thank you and the DRB members and planning staff for all of your work on this. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Looks like a good, really great reuse project. So we appreciate you bringing it forward. Okay, thank you everyone and all the team members that came. We appreciate you being here even if we didn't talk to you personally. Okay, we are in